welcome to International Report. The United Nations says it's struggling to raise funds to ease food insecurity in Zimbabwe, where over 5 million people need assistance after the country was hit by an El Niño-induced drought. In one of the worst-hit regions, Mazvingo, about 500 kilometers south of the capital Harare, the UN has called on the government to boost irrigation projects to ease the impact of recurring drought. Columbus Mavunga traveled to the stricken region and has this report.
Shirezi district, about 500 kilometers south of Harare, is one of the places that have been hit by the 2018-2019 El Nino-induced drought. The UN's World Food Programme is now assisting thousands of food insecure people here. One of them is 61-year-old Tendai Mshawadungazi, who is looking after her three grandchildren whose parents died.
For real, we are starving here. We even lost some cattle as they got thin because there was no grass to graze on. When rations come like this, we have something to eat so my grandchildren can go to school. The only way to end this hunger spell is for food aid to continue coming until the next rain season.
Zimbabwe's next rainy season starts in October-November, and harvest is not expected until March-April next year. That is assuming there won't be another drought. Regardless of the outcome of the next rainy season, there's already a problem of funds needed for food aid for more than 5 million Zimbabweans between now and March-April next year. Bishop Parajuli, the head of UN in Zimbabwe, is one of those leading fundraising efforts to ease food insecurity.
Unfortunately, for the drought so far, the response has not been as we want. It's only about 15% of the 234 million has been funded. So we have a long way to go in mobilizing more resources.
Parajuli, who is from Nepal, together with the UN agencies in Zimbabwe, have been to this part of the country assessing the food and poverty situation. He's happy about some projects in the area to ease the food insecurity situation.
But I was also very worried hearing from some villagers and community they have started eating only one meal, and that is extremely worrying. So we really need to work to support these communities which have been really hit hard so that they don't really go hungry. And at the same time, we need to also support with medicine in the medical side, health side, etc. So, but I was also extremely impressed with the resilience of the community. They're working extremely hard. Women really working hard. They are challenging against all these odd to make ends meet, and the enthusiasm in the nutrition program you saw with the lead mothers to make sure that child doesn't get stunted.
UNICEF has since started a program to fight malnutrition among children here. 49-year-old Kia Srivoni is looking after her 2-year-old grandchild stunted due to malnutrition. The child can't walk and looks weak and motionless.
Actually, she has improved. She used to fall sick on a regular basis. She's been slow in developing as a child, and we thought it was spiritual. We had to wean her, as we suspected that it was her mother's breast which had some spiritual problems. But nothing changed. She continued losing weight until we were told it was a problem of malnutrition and food shortages. Now I know that malnutrition causes malnutrition and not traditional beliefs.
In the middle of the drought-hit Mashingo region is an irrigation scheme funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, which has enabled some villagers here to have enough food for this year. Alan Onborn, the FAO head in Southern Africa, says the effects of both malnutrition and food insecurity in Zimbabwe can be reduced if President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government replicates this irrigation project nationwide.
You can see what has to be done. Drought has become a permanent issue. It will come and come and come again. With this, farmers are not waiting for the drought, and we people will not have to be running to come and give, and next year we come again and give, and next year we come again and give, etc., because this kind of system is in place. So this is something we have to discuss with government so that we can plan to expand this across the country. This is the response to the drought.
Zimbabwe, once a breadbasket of the region, largely due to irrigation-watered crops, is now a basket case. Most irrigation schemes in Zimbabwe need to be upgraded or repaired after former white commercial farmers were taken off their land by the government in the early 2000s and replaced by black peasant farmers. Now the UN says the answer to Zimbabwe's perennial food insecurity is irrigation schemes. That might certainly be good news for food insecure families of Mshaba Dungazi and Ruvoni here in Shiredzi. Columbus Mafunga, reporting for RFNI from Chirenzi, Zimbabwe.